Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Tonight, George Papadopoulos. Wow. What you are about to hear, I am not kidding. We've had a lot of people in the upper echelon of public figures on this program, ladies and gentlemen. But what you are about to hear is phenomenal. We're going to get into specifics about the fraud, the multinational endeavor to commit a coup against an American president, and we will name names, and we'll talk about the Durham report and why there is hope in all of this. Coming up right now with George Papadopoulos and me, The Right Side with Doug Billings. Here we go.
What you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching around the globe. We appreciate you. And we are the program that engages in determined prayer and determined patriotism. We have one of my most sought after guests, I really must admit, George Papadopoulos. And George, I got to tell you, man, about a year or so ago, I was lucky enough to be followed by you on Twitter. I know you don't remember that. I know you don't know it, but I was infuriated with what you went through. And it's just a high honor to have you on the show. So thank you for making time.
And thank you so much for having me, Doug. It's a real pleasure. And congratulations on your outstanding show.
Thank you very much. George, before we get in to the meat of the interview and before I display my intellectual maturity to the audience around the world with the questions that I ask you, I want to know, really, though, in all seriousness, with the array of lies, the array of hate, and the array of the power of the government against you, truly, in my heart, in all seriousness, how are you, man? How are you doing?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, thanks for humanizing the situation, because that's something that the media try to disconnect, not only from me, but to other people like General Flynn and even Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, the president himself. And they dehumanize all of us in many ways as some sort of nefarious players and characters who are up to sedition and bad things and collusion and traitors. And so when you talk about somebody like that, it dehumanizes that individual and it makes it easier to persecute them and to usurp their civil liberties and to just paint them as bad actors that deserve what they got. We all know that nothing was further than the truth than that. And now there's a new story that's coming out that completely vindicates all of us, and it's probably going to rock America and the world. But on a personal side, I've recovered. I've been very blessed to have married my girlfriend, now wife, Simona, who stood by me through this very tumultuous period in my life and for the country. And she took a lot on her for me and for America. So I was very blessed. We've been married now over 3 years through this. So I guess we got through the Russia stuff. We could get through about anything. So,
you know, George, as I look in, and I'm going to talk about your book, I want to talk about what you experienced at the hands of the radical left in this country. Let me start though with, before we go completely back in time to the initial involvement and when you were arrested and harassed and so forth. Let me ask you this question with regards to the pain, the hurt that all of Americans feel with regards to the theft of an American presidential election. What do you feel about that? Tell me without me pre-programming any potential answer. When I just say theft of an American presidential election, what comes to your mind?
Well, look, there was never a smooth transition of power between the Obama administration and the Trump administration. That's one fact. Second, in a democracy, that's ironclad. That's part of the principles of America and our democracy and what makes our republic what it is. In communist states, there is no smooth transition of power, or in banana republics. And what I think happened here from 2016 through this past most recent election is an active interference by the so-called elites and the Democratic Party, who wanted to weaponize any instrument of government to essentially not only destroy lives or try to destroy lives, because at the end of the day, the individuals were collateral damage, but to essentially erase the will of the voters, to erase over 70 million votes, and to basically handcuff a president from able to govern properly because the deep state did not want particular policies passed, or they did not want a so-called independent thinker in the White House, and they wanted essentially somebody to that they could mold and manipulate like we have now with Joe Biden. And what we saw in the most recent election is, of course, after the Russia, I don't even call it the Russia hoax, by the way, I call it a premeditated counterintelligence fabricated investigation, because it wasn't simply a hoax. This was a meticulously planned operation. We'll get into that a little later. Then you had the Ukraine impeachment, which went nowhere. So there was this effort where you couldn't beat them at the ballot box. You had to come up with other ideas. So you can't impeach a president three times in 4 years, can you? Right. Even if they wanted to, they would have probably hoped they could. So then you go to this past election where we have all of these questions that have still been raised. We have an ongoing audit in Arizona, and I know that the Arizona GOP chairwoman is looking into that, and it's ongoing, and there's finding a lot of irregularities. And I think that it's in America's national interest to allow these audits to complete, for it to be a thorough investigation into what happened. Because if we have questions like we do now, we're going to go back to 2016, where we view, where the Democrats, I should say, or the lunatics in the party view Trump as illegitimate. And now on the other side, we have millions of Americans who rightfully view Biden as illegitimate. So this is something that cannot stand, and it's going to torpedo our democracy. And we might never have a free and fair election moving forward unless this one is rectified. So that's how I would put it in the context.
You know, George, it strikes me when you mention the word illegitimate, from the left's perspective, and as you and I were talking before the show offline, I told you, I don't believe the Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy, or I mean, hell, the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton doesn't exist anymore. It's I call it the Commune Socialist Party, because they've blended communism and socialism together. But their term illegitimate, you know, they address that and they call President Trump illegitimate. But the only reasons they can give for the term, you know, assessing him or assigning him the term as illegitimate is because their own personal dislikes. There's nothing substantive. He won the election in 2016, fair and square. He's illegitimate because we don't like him, because they don't like his personality. But we look at Administrator Biden, and note that I don't call him president, but we look at Administrator Biden, and we look at the facts of the fraud that we've seen put forth by Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, Mike Lindell, who, you know, the MyPillow guy who's been on this show as well, he's done more work than anyone in the United States government in uncovering this fraud. And so we have a legitimate, intellectually mature reason for calling Administrator Biden illegitimate. Isn't it interesting how the left, when they don't get their way, it's just illegitimate?
Yeah, and they certainly want any of these investigations to be swept underneath the rug of history and thrown into, I should say, the dustbin of history, forgotten, when so many people still have all these questions. And it was very shocking, I should say, and disturbing that the Supreme Court did not ever even want to see the evidence that was presented, let alone hear a case. So I think that was something that disturbed a lot of Americans. And I think Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, came out over the last 2 months and said that they should have done that, or something along those lines. So I think the story is far from over. I think the audit in Arizona is going to probably release a lot of information that might actually result in a cascading effect with other audits in some of these contested swing states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, where Biden apparently won by a combined 40,000 votes in three states. So that's how minuscule this purported win was. And when something of the magnitude of the presidency is at stake, these audits have to go unfettered, and I hope no one interferes in them. And it seems that the Department of Justice is trying to intervene in some way in Arizona, and they're trying to pressure the state legislatures there, but hopefully they stand their ground.
Amen. Amen to that. George, we got to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, stay right here. We've got George Papadopoulos with us, unfiltered, unedited, live, coming up tonight. We're going to go right now to a place where the liberals really don't like to go. We're going to go venture off into the land of capitalism. I'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. I want to remind you again about my friend, the Commander's Artist. Check out this artwork, ladies and gentlemen. And look behind me. Look at that beauty right back there. Me on the white stallion, the Commander's Artist. That is huge. And if you have a patriotic room at home or your office, or if you want to create one, you're going to want to get some of this art. Go to thecommandersartist.com, thecommandersartist.com, and drop in my name, Doug, when you check out for the promo code Doug, and you'll get a little discount there from the Commander's Artist. He is the commissioned artist of General Michael Flynn, and he's a friend of this program, thecommandersartist.com. Go get you some patriotic art today. Cheers.
Hi, Hunter Ellis here for Night Hero Binoculars by Atomic Beam. These binoculars let you see anything, even in pitch black darkness. Gotcha.
The secrets are powerful wide-angle atomic beam laser that reveals objects up to 150 yards away hidden by darkness.
During the day, Night Hero gives you 10 times magnification. And when the sun goes down, press the Night Bright button to see clearly in the dark.
Light up garbage-eating critters or spot thieves before they even get close.
Call or click now and get Night Hero binoculars for just $39.99.
Order right now and you can double it.
Plus, get our best-selling atomic beam flashlight. Just pay a separate fee.
We'll even ship them to you free.
This TV special offer is not available on Amazon. You can get it all, but you have to order now.
Call 1-800-619-1091. That's 1-800-619-1091. Or visit by nighthero.com. That's by nighthero.com. Order now.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we continually and earnestly and honestly point out the intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere. Back with George Papadopoulos. George, all right. So let's get into it. I want to know, so there are, with election fraud and so forth, I know that you have a passion about this. I know that you know that there are multiple nations involved in this coup, and I have interviewed a woman by the name of Maria Zach, who has an organization called Nations in Action, who has thoroughly researched the Italy involvement of it, and especially with their defense contractor, Leonardo. Tell me about what you know, what you believe about the international involvement with regards to the stolen election.
Thank you for asking that question. Because that's what the meat of the entire counter investigation is really all about. And let's look at some facts before I get into any possible speculation. In October of 2018, when people were still trying to understand, you know, my potential involvement in anything, let alone who I was, my name, there was just so much misunderstanding of everything. They were just characterizing me as the worst person on the planet. There were four witnesses that were invited to testify in front of the House Oversight Committee, just four. And this was in October of 2018. So we're talking about years ago here. And those four witnesses were George Papadopoulos, Sally Yates, Loretta Lynch, and Jim Comey. And the Washington Post and some of these other newspapers were emailing me and asking me, why would you be invited to talk about FISA abuse and government surveillance? In October of 2018, right? This isn't a couple months ago where it kind of would have made more sense. And at the time, it was John Ratcliffe, who obviously later was appointed to be the DNI, and Mark Meadows, who was White House Chief of Staff later on, who were questioning me along with a couple Democrats. And during this closed door testimony, there were a lot of questions being asked about transcripts, about traveling abroad, about London, about Rome, who I was meeting, what they were talking about. Did my lawyers ever get any transcripts of any of these supposed meetings I was having? And of course, at that time, I was I knew there was a setup, but I didn't understand how deep it went. Yep. And because I think what the congressmen were talking to me about was classified to some nature, they couldn't really get into the details of who was wiretapped, what transcripts they were talking about. They just thought that possibly the government would have produced those to basically exonerate me and to show that, you know, what they were talking about was nonsense. But we know that was never the case. And during this conversation, Italy was brought up, the UK was brought up, Australia was brought up, these various countries that I had met with some officials from that I had traveled to. And in 2016 and 2015, there were two bizarre issues that happened in Europe that I think really had an impact on how these governments would later behave towards the Trump campaign and the Trump administration. David Cameron was the prime minister of the UK at the time, and he was the only world leader who attacked candidate Donald Trump. He said, he's a bozo. This America First stuff is racist, is nonsense. We're globalists. The international community has to be at the forefront, not nationalism. We can't go back to those times. And it struck me as odd because I was on Ben Carson's campaign at the time when he was talking like that. And when I met with the UK officials and Italian officials, they were repeating the same slogan. This is a danger to international peace and security. Clinton is the favorite. We have to go behind Clinton. And I was shocked that they were talking to a Trump campaign person about Clinton and why she's the best and why nationalism is such a threat to society. And then we later find out that all of these governments had socialist prime ministers. They were run by the socialists. George Soros' deep ties, especially to the Italian prime minister at the time, Matteo Renzi, and the Australian individual who later tried setting me up with this meeting. So it was a global effort among socialist-leaning or socialist governments connected to Soros and Clinton that worked together to not only undermine a America First candidate, but the populist nationalist movement as a whole. And what they didn't expect was when Donald Trump did win, that this populist nationalist movement would become global. We saw a global change in Brexit. We saw the Italians and Matteo Salvini and some of these other type of personalities elevate themselves. And we saw more populist nationalist figures even in Germany, where even Angela Merkel started to waddle, and other countries. So they wanted to prevent that. And when people ask me, why would they get involved and what are you talking about? That's exactly why they got involved. This was an effort to stop the America First movement before it could mature into anything that resembled the global, the nationalist populist movement that we did see some countries vote in over the last 4 years. So I think that's probably the easiest way I can summarize probably a very complicated situation.
You know, George, it's interesting. And what I'm about to share with you is obviously a very non-scientific opinion and observation. But this show, you know, we reach approximately 3 million people a week, and I get messages from all over the planet. And there is such an admiration for what President Trump did. People from almost every country imaginable. I wish our leader would put our country first. I wish our leader would have a sense of nationalism and want our people to have advantages. Isn't that, I mean, of course it's non-scientific, but it's human. It just resonates with me with what you're saying. Now, okay, so with regards to Italy, and Maria Zach, the person I mentioned, she told me that your old pal, Joseph Milfsid, was one of the first names that was given to her, Maria, with regards to the Italian information services back in November. She prior to the election, she passed it on to the Trump White House. When you hear Joe Milfsid and all of that, what's your take on that potentiality?
Yeah, so first, let's start with the fake narrative and the fake story about this person, because it's important just so we understand how far we've evolved from this disinformation campaign that the CIA and the FBI tried to, pull over the eyes of the American people. What Mueller and Comey and all of these hacks, and I call them hacks because they essentially were Democrat operatives, painted this person as is a Russian operative, a Russian agent who was meeting with Papadopoulos in Rome and in London, trying to feed him information about Russia having emails of Clinton and that the Russians would be conducive to working with Trump in the Trump campaign, all of this type of stuff. What information we got later on about Mifsud was that he was never working with any Russians. In fact, he was working with the Italian Secret Service and with the British. That's what the new angle is and what's been investigated. And I'm a fact-oriented person because I think it's important for the viewers to understand facts and then speculation after that. The fact of the matter is this. John Durham, when he was appointed in 2018, he was appointed to do an administrative review of the Russia counterintelligence probe. When Durham and Barr traveled to Italy, not to Russia, not to China, not to Pakistan, when they went to Italy to learn about this guy from the Italian government, and there was an article I just posted a couple days ago on my Twitter feed regarding this particular meeting, that is when Durham's probe became criminal in nature. So just so everybody understands that.
Right.
Getting information from the Italian government about what the Italian operative and government possibly was doing to an American citizen working for the Donald Trump campaign resulted in what we now know is a criminal investigation by John Durham. So that's one aspect. The second aspect is that Joseph Mifsud was introduced to me by none other than the former Italian foreign minister at a time when my name wasn't even public in the Washington Post as somebody who was even advising the Trump campaign. So think about this. In early March of 2016, I caught the attention of some incredibly high-level players around the world where the former foreign minister thought it was important for me to meet this individual in Rome before my name was even public. So when Durham and Barr said that this investigation predates July 31st, 2016, and that that was an artificial date, and there was a lot more coming out and going on before that, this is what they're talking about. There was a lot of action happening earlier than July. I run through it all in my book. If we have time, of course, we could go through a lot of those people. And Flynn, General Flynn, was being targeted by some of the same people that later targeted me. So when I said that this was a premeditated counterintelligence operation against a conservative campaign, and they probably targeted Ben Carson and Ted Cruz and others, that's what I mean by this. This wasn't a happenstance investigation that erupted out of nowhere spontaneously over some nonsense that they alleged happened at a bar. And we could get into that meeting later on, because that meeting I've completely said is a setup. And I could explain to you why that was a setup. And this is where we are today. And that's why the Democrats are so nervous. That's why they want to bury John Durham. And that's why they're calling it a conspiracy theory, because I think the quieter somebody is, the more power they have. And that's where I think John Durham is right now.
That's an incredible segue to the next segment that I want to talk to you about, Durham, Barr. But George, in 30 seconds or less, if I were to tell you that Mifsud's phones were now in the custody of Italian authorities, what would you think?
I would think that we're on to getting to the heart of who this person really was working for, which Western allied government sent him to meet with me. And we need to find out why and who was pulling the strings and how far up it goes. Because as I said, if the foreign minister of Italy is introducing me to this guy, this isn't a nobody. Somebody high up in the food chain was directing this.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, phenomenal information. What a powerful segment we're having here with George Papadopoulos. Don't go away. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. I want to tell you about 21st Century IEP and its founder, Dr. Kelly Hollowell, PhD. She is a patent attorney. She's a technology analyst. and she's been doing this for over 20 years. She's founded 21st Century IP, a patent protection company with a full portfolio of solutions for you, whether it's mechanical or electrical, biotech or biochemical, renewable energy, software design and patents, trademarks, a whole portfolio of solutions for you. 21st Century IP is led and managed by partner-level attorneys working with technical experts, scientists, and engineers around the planet. Dr. Hollowell provides the full spectrum of IP-centered solutions. www.21stcip.com or 757-222-8032. 757-222-8032 or 21stcip.com.
Tired of using the cup holder for your phone? Introducing the Cup Call Phone Mount, a brand new next generation phone stand that fits right in your vehicle's cup holder. Just drop it in and twist for a custom fit every time. The secret is the rubberized holders at the base that, with just a twist, contract or expand to lock it in place. The adjustable holder ratchets down on any size device until the button is pressed to release the phone. Cup Call adjusts up or down and swivels left or right. Plus, the open bottom means easy access for charger cables. Get Cup Call for just $19.99. But wait, call right now and you can double the offer. Plus, you can get a 10-pack of Air Police 4 face masks. Just pay separate fee. And we'll even ship it to you free. This is a TV-only offer that is not available on Amazon. So call or click now.
Call 1-800-648-2154. That's 1-800-648-2154. Or visit getcupcall.com. So call 1-800-648-2154 now.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we fulfill the meaning of life every day by entering into your life and making differences for the better. George Papadopoulos with us today. George, right before the break, the Italy connection, Durham, Barr, a lot of things came up. But during the break, you had mentioned that there's an interesting connection and parallel with your wife and the whole Italian connection in all of this. And it might segue into your thoughts and the issues that surround the Durham investigation. What is that?
Yeah, absolutely. And see, when the hysteria and the name Mifsud came out publicly and they were trying to paint him as a Russian and all this this nonsense, and when the FBI, of course, was threatening me and saying this was a Russian and all this kind of stuff, my girlfriend at the time, who's Italian, she's now my wife, she used to work in government in Europe. And she said this wasn't a Russian guy. He was an Italian, or he was a Maltese person who was very connected to Italy and very connected to the socialist governments in Europe and Soros Foundation and even the Clinton Foundation, which apparently he was a member of to some extent. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, this guy set you up. This whole thing is a setup. You shouldn't even plead guilty. And of course, I didn't want to plead guilty, but they just forced it on me and I wasn't able to raise any money at the time. So I said, if I'm going to lose a battle, I'm going to win the war in the end. So the moment she told me that it was a setup, I said, okay, it's okay. I'll plead guilty. I'll get the media attention and I'll just go after them. And that's exactly what happened. I don't know if the viewers remembered, but she was on TV constantly. I was constantly going after them because I understood very early on, it was such a setup. And then Mueller subpoenaed my wife, Simona, to ask about Italy, to ask about Mifsud, to ask about his connections, to see what she knew. And that was the first inclination that I had that this wasn't a Russian-led operation. This was an Italy-centric, UK, Australia, FBI, as I mentioned at the beginning of our segment, global effort to take down an America First candidate and the populist nationalist movement around the world. And that's exactly why Italy is at the center of this and why we still need to understand why Durham traveled to Italy to learn about this person, Mifsud, and what he found out.
Just unbelievable. So, okay, having said that, let's talk about Durham. You said prior to the break that silence sometimes indicates more power. Those of us on the right side, those conservatives, we have high hopes for Durham's report. We hope that no one knows how it's going to turn out. We haven't heard from him. What's your assessment? Give me everything you think and what you know about Durham.
See, I'm kind of the opposite in many ways, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about here. When it comes to sentiment towards these investigators, Horowitz, I knew, was going to be a dud, meaning IG Horowitz, and a lot of people had very high expectations for him. But I knew that he was only looking into the superficial surface level stuff, which was just a couple, you know, FBI, corrupt FBI guys, you know, doing some, you know, problems. And I knew that all the action was in Europe. I knew that it was all foreign intelligence, foreign operations, you know, the foreign governments that we've been talking about that were at the heart of everything. And it's not just me. It's with Flynn, too. Flynn was targeted in London. I was targeted in London. So I knew that Horowitz didn't have the purview to look into all of that stuff. So I knew when he came out, he was going to come out with a little report, which, if you remember, Durham and Barr came out with separate statements the same day stating that they refute the IG's conclusion, meaning that there's a lot more, and this is all public. They said that there was no predicate, that's not how this investigation started, and that there's a lot more, and that they essentially disagree with a lot of the IG's conclusions. And what I thought about the IG, and I'll say one last thing on the IG, which I thought was very disturbing, was while he went out of his way to try and cover up a lot of the malfeasance and the egregious misconduct of the FBI, he placed a out of context quote of mine from some sort of informant trying to make me look like a bad character in all of this. And then later on, that informant that they were highlighting in the IG report was released in the New York Times and the Daily Caller. He was some sort of college person I knew from 15 years ago, who was essentially a bankrupt, you know, kind of guy, a loser who the FBI probably paid $100 to wear a wire over drinks and to try and have me talking about, you know, women or whatever they were doing as a, you know, as a 28-year-old single guy. Yep. And he put that in there for no other reason except that they wanted to tarnish my image because I was going after the deep state and the characters who tried spying on me. So I knew right there and then the IG wasn't serious. And when Durham produced that statement with Barr that this is a separate investigation, we don't agree with the IG, I said that they're really after what really happened. And when Barr, and I know a lot of people are on Barr and they're really mad at Barr and a little upset with how he seemingly disappeared. I don't think he seemingly disappeared. He appointed John Durham as special counsel 2 months before Biden ascended to the presidency. If Durham had nothing, let's assume he had nothing, like a lot of people think just because he's been quiet, and this is why I have a countervailing opinion of him, he would have produced a little report saying there was a lot more. He would not have been appointed special counsel, and there was no reason for him to be investigating into Biden's administration right now. Given that he's investigating into Biden's administration, I think what we've been talking about goes very high up and implicates high-level Biden administration officials, and that's why everybody's very nervous about what he's looking into.
You know, that's fantastic, George. Well met. And that's what I and the viewers need to hear, that kind of perspective, especially with regards to Barr. You know, you're right. I mean, it all makes sense. If he appointed Durham, he didn't just ride off into the night and abandon us. And there are a lot of people out there who assume that he did because they don't have your knowledge and your perspective. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, we need to hear that.
Yeah, and look, I'm not here to sugarcoat anything. If there's anybody who wants justice more than me, it's going to be hard to find those people out there, except for God-loving, patriotic Americans out there, that I feel we're all in this together. This isn't about me. It's not even about President Trump. It's about America.
Absolutely.
So what I'm talking about here was a direct attack on our democracy, on our republic, on the will of the people. And I was a stumbling block, at least I hope I am a stumbling block now, to prevent that from continuing. And that means the usurpation of people's votes and allowing the Democrat elites to run amok in this country and never be held accountable. And that's why I was never silenced, why I was very forceful in my testimony to Congress, and why I have been such a vocal opponent of both Mueller and the Biden administration, the Obama administration, at a time when even so many of my friends in this country say that Durham isn't doing anything and Barr isn't doing anything. But I am telling you all, have faith in this, have faith in the process. Durham isn't there collecting a check. This is a serious prosecutor. He's investigated and prosecuted the CIA in the past. And if he did not have to be there right now at 71 years old, he won't be there. So just right. Keep the faith.
Well met. Well met, George. All right. On the other side of the break, and if it's all right with you, I want to ask you about Ezra Cohen Watnick and Chris Miller, what they did and what they should have done, among and other things, and some closing statements in our final segment. It seems like there's a million and one things we could talk about, George, and maybe we can do this again. And then I want to get your opinions on how deep the deep state is and your involvement with President Trump himself when we come back, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us with George Papadopoulos. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. I want to take a moment and talk to you about a team, the Blaze team. They found a way to not only develop this website in record time, but you can find them at blaze.team. They're a team of engineers, consultants, UI and UX designers, developers. They use so many words behind their names that I don't know what the heck it all means, but all I know is they're experts in putting together apps and websites, Android, iOS systems, applications, and development of all of that stuff. That if you need a website, if you need an app, if you need consultants to tell you what it's going to take to grow your business, the Blaze team is skilled in all of that with programs and platforms like WordPress, Joomla, Drupal, all of the e-commerce solutions you could want to capture payments for your merchandise, your products, your service, your business, etc. They can do it all. WooCommerce, Magento 1 and 2, Shopify, Squarespace, again, all of these words and things. I don't know how they do it. I couldn't begin to do what they do at the Blaze team, but they do it well. They did this website in record time as we were facing a major interview with General Michael Flynn, and I couldn't have been happier with the product. It's already getting attention. It's already getting worldwide attention, and they can do the same thing for you, ladies and gentlemen. Simply type in blaze.team in your web browser, and you will be right there with them, the Blaze team. Check them out. You won't be sorry. If you need anything with regards to web applications, design, consulting, they are your team. The Blaze team. Cheers.
We're the ladies of Another View, bringing you a fresh view on local issues.
Thank you for your patience and understanding.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that the most condescending, rude email you've ever received?
Welcome to
national
the third
news.
Term of a certain president. I really believe that.
And different perspectives you won't get on the mainstream media. Watch us weekday afternoons at 4:30 Central Time on Beck News and at beck.news.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings in our final segment with George Papadopoulos today. George, okay, let me give you some names and juxtapose them against each other. And I want you to give the audience and me your take on the relationships of these folks and how they all apply to what we've been talking about. So Ezra Cohen Watnick, he was the acting Undersecretary of Defense or Intelligence for the Trump administration. Chris Miller, the Secretary of Defense. And I want to mention a person that you brought up to me who doesn't often get a lot of attention, a lot of press, Kash Patel, who was the chief of staff for Devin Nunes. Now, Devin is a rock star in all of this. He's done great work. And Kash Patel, and I want to get your opinion about those three. And then finally, I want you to tie that up with Chris Steele and what he's done.
Sure.
Go for it. Tell me, I mean, those are a lot of names you and I didn't rehearse the answer to the question, obviously, but they impacted this entire situation. I want to get your take on them and the roles they played.
Yeah. So let's go back to 2018 for a second, because it's very important. And I think it was probably one of the biggest missed opportunities of the Trump administration. And I don't know who was advising the president in mid-2018, but certainly they didn't have his interests at heart. And I'm not saying it was Chris Miller or Ezra, because they weren't even, because especially Chris wasn't even there at the time. And I know Ezra was a key proponent of declassification and Devin Nunes as well. When rumors started coming out about FISA warrants, remember the FISA thing was never even supposed to be public,
right?
Let alone to get an entire declassified FISA warrant out there for the American people to look at or to understand. There were foreign governments like the UK and Australia, and this is public knowledge. People could simply Google this. We're basically telling the Trump administration, look, this is very sensitive. It's not in the interest of our relationship, which is part of what's called the Five Eyes. But if people are familiar with the Five Eyes security intelligence gathering system, in a nutshell, what that is that the government of Canada, the UK, New Zealand, the United States, and Australia are able to spy on one another's citizens by circumventing their own domestic laws. And remember at the beginning of this conversation, we talked a lot about the UK and Australia and some of the players involved there and in Europe. So those governments said that President Trump, please do not declassify FISA. It'll harm our relationship. And we did nothing wrong, essentially. And then you had the Australian prime minister golfing with Trump and lying to his face, saying that Australia did nothing wrong, and just basically trying to set up the president. And I was trying to explain that to the team of the president, that they're trying to set you up in an obstruction charge, where you essentially would fall into this trap. And that's what the recent information has been, is that they were trying to get him on obstruction. That's the headline with Barr. Where if you fight back against being set up, you're obstructing an investigation into yourself, even though you're fighting being set up. And that's what they were trying to do here. And Ezra and Chris and Kash Patel were the proponents of declassifying this stuff, declassifying a lot of the material that we later found out, such as informants, this person, Stefan Halper. We would have never knew about this person if it wasn't for declassified information. We would have never learned about various transcripts, informants, wiretapping, my phone with the president of Fox News being wiretapped, which was a big story a couple months ago that from the Federalist. So this all happened because of patriots who wanted the president to go out there, declassify material, because they knew there was something that was wrong. And we are now, after 4 years, just understanding, going back to your question about Chris Steele, that there was a second Steele dossier. Remember who Chris Steele was. Chris Steele was a discredited MI6, meaning British intelligence officer, not American.
Right.
We have a common theme here of a lot of foreign nationals, a lot of Western intelligence types trying to interfere in the 2016 election. And the old story was, Chris Steele basically put together a bunch of BS. He was discredited, and then the FBI never worked with him again. Just 48 hours ago or so, an article out of the Telegraph in the UK stated that not only is that false, but that the FBI used him into Trump's presidency with a second Steele dossier. We still don't know what was in that second Steele dossier, but we do know that there were more FISA warrants that were issued into Trump's presidency leading up to the appointment of special counsel Mueller. And the key question I have, and I just posted it recently on Twitter, was if the FBI depended again on Chris Steele after he was known to be an operative of the Clinton campaign to obtain more warrants against the Trump presidency, this scandal is much bigger than we could have ever imagined. And why I think the action, as I explained, has a lot to do what these foreign nationals were up to. Chris Steele, Joseph Mifsud, we didn't have a chance to talk about Alexander Downer, Stefan Halper, and what they were doing and who was pulling those strings. And I think we all know what the answer to that is.
Tell us, George. Let me hear you say it.
It goes directly to the top of the Obama administration.
Amen.
Yep. And I say it like this, not to rile people up or, you know, to make people have false hope. Think about who these people are we're talking about. These are not third-tier diplomats. These aren't interns that are spying on General Flynn, myself, others, wiretapping Trump Tower. These are the heads of the UK, Italian governments, Australian governments, and of course, the Clinton campaign, who was paying for this opposition research. If anybody thinks that President Obama didn't know what was happening here, they're out of their mind. No foreign government would ever go near an American citizen working for a rival presidential campaign unless they're directed to by the height of the American government. And it didn't just happen to me. It happened to General Flynn. It happened in Trump Tower. It happened to the president himself. And we now know that Steele was still working to undermine President Trump, not candidate Trump, but President Trump. And that, of course, goes to the very top. And this is a scandal that we're just learning about. And it has to do with the heroic efforts of some of these individuals that we talked about here who wanted declassification to happen. The president did it for the American people. And I think we're finally going to get the answers that we've all been waiting for.
Wow. George, you know, since the theft of the American presidential election, obviously you are one of the key players. You are among those who are at the tip of the spear with regards to being involved in this. You're the victim of it. You are an accused innocent bystander of all of this to a degree. And I have counseled the viewers of this program who want immediate results. They want, you know, President Trump to come back into power, wheeled into Washington on chariots and reinstated as president. And to a degree, we all want that. However, we have to be patient. These are high crimes, and it takes a long time to weed our way through. We've just taken four blocks of 10 minutes of time, and we haven't even scratched the surface. We need to give ourselves permission, don't you think, to have patience to see all of this information and new data come to the surface and results happen as they may.
I'll leave this in the minds of the viewers in terms of why things I believe are taking so long. The system has been exposed. The deep state has been exposed. They're in the crosshairs now of a serious prosecutor named John Durham. All of what we talked about here, we brought up Russia probably once in this entire conversation to talk about a fake false narrative.
Right.
If this had anything to do with a so-called enemy of the United States, like Iran, Pakistan, an adversary, pseudo enemy like Russia, if you want to call them that, this would have been all over the mainstream media in a real context for the last 4 or 5 years going into the Biden administration. It probably would have been used as a pretext for hostilities with Russia or any other countries that were involved. It's taking so long because the West was involved here. The CIA, the MI6, the FBI, the Obama administration, the Clinton Foundation, the Soros Foundation, you name it, these were the players all involved here. You don't think there's going to be pushback from exposing exactly what they were doing, how far up it was going, not trying to burn their tracks? That's why this is taking so long. And that's why I think we should all be patient and just allow the special counsel to produce what he's going to produce. And mind you, he's been investigating longer than Mueller ever did. And I don't think this is a guy out there collecting a paycheck at 71. He's a, you know, a bipartisan kind of guy. His reputation is sterling, and he's going to get all this out there. So I want to just leave the viewers with that so they understand how much he is there to unpack and why the system has pushed back as hard as they have.
George, I can't thank you enough for saying that. We all needed to hear that. Well met and appreciated very much. We've reached the end of our time. I do hope that you come back and that we can continue our conversation.
Happy to anytime. This was great. And happy to do this always with shows like yours, because this is what the American people really need to listen to, and not just what I had to say, but what you're talking about on a daily basis. So congratulations. And I see great things happening for your show.
Thank you, George. You know, and I would be remiss not to mention just one more time, you and I will be in Dallas, Texas. It'll be your first trip to Dallas when we go for the For God and Country Patriot Roundup. And you and I will be sharing the stage, giving keynote speeches. I can't wait to meet you in person. And thank you for all of this.
Thank you, Doug. Looking forward to it as well.
Cheers. Ladies and gentlemen, George Papadopoulos with us today. Stay with me and I'll be back with some closing thoughts right after this. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. When you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Please make sure that you head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Can't imagine that I'm saying those words on my program, but I am. Check them out. MyPillow.com. If you feel like you want to use the phone to place your order, that's okay. 1-800-873-0413. In either case, whether it's MyPillow.com or the phone number, make sure that you use the promo code BECK, that's B-E-K, for that great MyPillow product at a great price. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, MyPillow.com, 1-800-873-0413. Thank you very much indeed for watching us here on The Right Side with Doug Billings. Cheers.
Non-attorney spokesperson. This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by Nightline Legal. Cases assigned on a random basis to participating law firms.
This drug remains approved by the FDA. If you or a loved one regularly took Zantac and were later diagnosed with cancer, call right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. Potential cancers include bladder cancer, colon cancer, kidney cancer, stomach cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer. Do not stop taking a prescribed medication without first consulting with your doctor. Discontinuing a prescribed medication without your doctor's advice can result in injury or death.
Call 1-800-230-9210.
Seniors, are you aware that you could pay less for your car insurance?
Seniors can save money on their car insurance.
You might save a little, you might save a lot.
Maybe hundreds of dollars a year.
You might save 5% a year, maybe 10%, 15%, or even more.
That's a lot of money.
So call right now and find out just how much money you might be able to save.
1-800-699-0761. 1-800-699-0761.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. And wow, wow, wow. George Papadopoulos and all of the information that he just shared. It's like a tidal wave of things that he shares. And within that wave, you could have ridden any one of the wakes that that wave produced to ask more questions. I know there's a lot of questions out there that you all had. There's a lot of questions I had that we just didn't have time for. But here's the good news. And in the face of every disappointment, as in not having enough time with George Papadopoulos, there's always good news. And that is he's agreed to come back on the show. And we will perhaps in Dallas when we are there in a couple of weeks for the For God and Country Patriot Roundup. Look that event up. Go to thepatriotvoice.us and look up that event, ladies and gentlemen, because George Papadopoulos is going to be his keynote speaker down there. And if this has whetted your appetite at all for what he has to offer to the debate about this election fraud and the infuriating interference that the Clinton and Obama administrations have thrust upon this country, you'll want to look up that conference at thepatriotvoice.us. The For God and Country Patriot Roundup, Dallas, Texas. It's Memorial Day weekend coming up in just a couple of weeks. George and I will both be on stage with General Flynn, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and many, many others. And this is how we as patriots gather and have each other's back. We gather passion and strength and enthusiasm and motivation from each other when we meet at these kinds of things. So please do, again, look up that event on thepatriotvoice.us and register to attend and get down there to Dallas Memorial Day weekend. Also, the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend, I'm hosting an event in Branson, Missouri. Go to my website, dougbillings.us, and become a member of the website. Subscribe to it. Support us in this conservative message so that we can continue to bring guests like General Flynn, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, Lynn Wood, and George Papadopoulos onto the program. But that event, Independence Day weekend, Branson, Missouri, we will have incredible speakers, Lynn Wood, Doug McGurk, Ann Vandersteel, Burt Lynch, just to name a few. A lot of people down. The Commander's Artist will be there. Just register, and come down to visit us Independence Day weekend in Branson, Missouri. I will continue, ladies and gentlemen, to endeavor to bring you the best guests that I can, the best information, the truth about it all. And we won't speculate. We won't get into conspiracy theories. We will share truth. And I'll give you my opinion, of course, about it all. But we will meet primarily in determined prayer and determined patriotism. And I do have your back. And I trust that you have mine. Let's meet each other daily in prayer and promise each other that we'll do the work of determined patriotism. And until the next time, I will wait right here to meet you again on the right side with Doug Billings. Cheers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you worry about going to the dentist? After all, a visit to the dentist can easily cost $2,000 or more. Well, relax. The Carefree Dental Card is now available in your area. Call now and we'll send your actual card at no cost today. With the Carefree Dental Card, you go to the dentist whenever you need and you instantly pay a lot less. Activate your card and you can start using it immediately. From exams and cleanings to more expensive procedures like crowns, dentures, even braces, they're all included with the Carefree Dental Card. Say you go to the dentist today without any card and your bill is, well, ouch. Wait a minute, let's try that again. You go to the dentist today and show your Carefree Dental Card, you save $525. The Carefree Dental Card is just $15.95 a month, so call now and make going to the dentist carefree.
Call 1-800-416-5739 to receive your Carefree Dental Card information kit. 1-800-416-5739. Call now.
I'm Rick Becker from No Apologies. Welcome to your After Hours Oasis of Sanity.
How can these people not see that they're just clowns?
We help simplify and educate you on things going on in the legislature and around the country.
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
But also having Fleestack and Sid and Marty Krofft stuff, and we've talked about that sometimes. It's bad.
Watch us weeknights at 9 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
Attention, have you or a loved one suffered from maculopathy, a serious retinal injury? After taking the prescription drug Almiron for interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome? In 2018, a researcher at the Emory School of Medicine linked Almiron, a prescription drug that treats interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome, to maculopathy, which is sight-threatening and can cause an abrupt change of vision. Call Almiron Justice for a free legal consultation.
Please call 800-395-5680.